John 8:39, the kings of ad hominem were the Pharisees. Look at verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto him, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. They said, then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Oh. So what are they doing? They're attacking Jesus, saying that he was born of fornication. So the insinuation that we be not born of fornication is basically this: you were. You know, we're not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. This is called ad hominem, where they attack the person, even if it's a lie. They're willing to do this. Look, I had someone literally this week make like 15 posts about me. 15, saying, Bruce Mejia is the pastor of First Wacko Church in Long Beach, California. Right? And they're like, he was a youth pastor who abused children and all these things. It's just like, what in the world are you talking about? But this is the kind of rhetoric that they use. And people are like, can you have evidence? I just know this. You know, by the way, folks, be careful with listening to these YouTube, these, you know, the Reason Files. Oh, the Reason, he has so, you know, oh, the scandal at FWBC continues on. It's like, what are you talking about? No, it doesn't. What are you talking about? These are the nonsensical rhetoric, phrases, terminologies that they use because they've lost the fight. They can't use the truth. They don't know how to use the truth. They handle the word of God deceitfully. They're cunning. They're crafty. They're not interested in the truth, folks.